On the 17th of May, 1974, my brother, mother and I were caught on Talbot Street when a bomb exploded. My mother dropped her shopping bags on the ground, then threw her five-year-old daughter on top of her toddler in the pram and ran. She fled up O'Connell Street. A soldier stopped her outside the Ambassador Cinema and shouted, "This way, missus." Another bomb had gone off on Parnell Street. The soldier pulled me out of the pushchair so Mam could run faster with my brother. The stranger held me in his arms and we dashed towards Dominic Street. He told Mam to get out of town, love, and I watched him run back to help others. We made it as far as my Auntie Kathleen's house in Phibsborough. She gave us sugary, milky tea. My father came to get us. He hugged his wife and two kids for dear life. I had never seen my dad cry before. On the 17th of May 2004, I gave birth to our first son, Cathal. My mother held her new grandson and cried with joy. We had reclaimed the 17th of May. May 2014. It has been 40 years since we survived the Talbot bomb. Our youngest son will make his first Holy Communion and our eldest son will turn 10. Since last October, my family and I have attended the Do This in Memory of Me Masses in preparation for Micheál's Holy Communion. At every Mass, I have lit a candle in memory of all the lives lost, injured and devastated by the Dublin and Monaghan bombings. When Micheál takes his first Holy Communion this May, he does so in memory of one good man's Last Supper, his suffering and resurrection. I will bear witness to this, and after I will light a candle before Our Lady, and I do this in memory of the good men, women and children who died or survived that day in May, 40 years ago.